Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Nia Evans, who is the Vice President of Sales in the flooring industry for GE Capital. Nia, how you doing?
Doing well, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. Good to have you on the show with us this morning. I wanted to talk to you about a couple things, primarily the benefits of why retailers should consider offering private label financing. But before we get into that, let me just cover a couple, I think, interesting things for our listeners. One is, over the past several years, GE Capital or GE Money has really picked up market share. You're probably the key provider of consumer credit to the floor covering industry. You have great programs with the largest buying group, CCA Global, the two largest manufacturers, Mohawk and Shaw. How is it that you all have been able to have such market share dominance?
It is certainly a huge opportunity that we see because, you know, we've only scratched the surface in the flooring industry, and we're excited about all of those partnerships that you just named. You know, part of the reason that I think we have been able to establish those strong relationships, which we're really proud of, is the fact that we have a tremendous amount of industry expertise. We have, you know, several individuals who, at one point in their careers actually worked for mills, myself included. So, you know, we are uniquely passionate about the dynamics of this industry, and, you know, we are constantly looking for ways to be better. You know, just because we are the largest in the industry does not mean necessarily that there's not an opportunity for improvement. So we're constantly looking for feedback from our partners and finding ways to innovate, to stay at the top, if you will. And as you alluded to, the name of the business is now GE Capital versus GE Money, and I think that's frankly another differentiator for us as far as our ability to help independent retailers in the market. As of October 1st, we are now GE Capital Retail Finance, and that's a stronger alignment with the broader GE Capital organization. And in fact, as we speak right now, there are plenty of materials that are going out in the marketplace to our independent retailers in all of our flooring industry programs to make them aware of the change. As of October 24th, the website will change from gemoney.com to gogecapital.com. And the significance in that is that, you know, GE Capital has so much to offer to the independent retailer. I was just on the phone last week with a flooring retailer who's looking to purchase a building to expand his business and has been a longtime user of GE Capital consumer financing programs and called me up to find out if there might be another resource. So it's those kinds of bridges that we're looking to build to help strengthen the independent retailers, and that's certainly a unique dynamic for GE Capital.
Okay, Nia, another thing I thought that was very interesting in some of the conversations I've had with you is exactly where flooring falls in rank with GE Capital, you know, with the type of services and products that you offer. When it comes to areas where the consumer might want to borrow money to buy something, I mean, if you look across the categories, it's interesting that flooring is actually, I guess, your second or third strongest category, isn't it? Talk about that.
Indeed it is. You know, it's funny, the number one market, and I don't think this is any secret, the number one market for private label financing usage in general is the furniture market. Number two is consumer electronics and appliances, and to your point, the flooring industry is pretty significant. It's the third largest industry. You know, the interesting dynamic is the fact that we have gone to market in the consumer electronics, appliances, and furniture industries for 60-plus years, whereas in the flooring industry, we've only had private label credit with the Flex program that was introduced just over 20 years ago for a fraction of that time. So certainly, like I said, a lot of opportunity to help the independent flooring retailer understand the significance of this powerful tool, whether they're utilizing it with GE or any other provider. We just want to make sure that the word is out there that, you know, you're leaving money on the table when you don't maximize the potential of private label credit.
Well, now let's get right into that. Remind retailers, independent retailers, what the benefit of using private label financing. A couple things I remember from our last conversation, it helped increases the average ticket size. Why don't you talk a little bit about the benefits?
Sure. Well, you know, typically when you talk to an independent retailer or a specialty flooring retailer, really any retailer, their top pain points are foot traffic, profitability, margin pressure, and increasing sales, taking share. The neat thing about financing is that if you utilize it the right way, and I'll elaborate on that in a second, but if you truly exploit the financing program, there's so many opportunities to address each and every one of those pain points as a small business owner. Financing, we talk a lot about the functional benefits that you just alluded to, Kemp. So, average tickets are significantly higher. We conservatively say at least twice as high because we also monitor Visa and MasterCard volume. But really, in some cases, in some programs, it's 3 times and in some cases 4 times as high. You look at the close rates, they're typically higher if you use financing effectively. You look at the ability to upsell to higher margin products, that's significant when you utilize financing in the right way. The mantra that we have really been driving home is early and often. And that is a message that we are still very much so trying to get out into the flooring industry. And by that, I mean, regardless of your demographic, regardless of your customer base, we have a lot of retailers who say, the majority of my customers are homeowners, or they already have access to credit cards and they just don't need financing. And the response to that is, with regard to that base, you need to make sure as a business owner that you are offering financing early in the sales process and to every single person who crosses the threshold or who picks up the phone to call and inquire about the products that you sell through your business. If we can get flooring retailers to offer credit early and often, it will help significantly in gaining a competitive advantage. When you look at the big box retailers and the discount stores, they do a tremendous job, honestly. They do a tremendous job of leveraging financing, and they do it with that early and often principle. It is a best practice. So if you do all of those things, then the math works out because you see from a bottom line perspective, percentage margin aside, from a true dollars perspective, you're bringing in more money. You're keeping it in your business if you utilize financing effectively.
So it shouldn't be positioned as a tool you use when you've got a consumer that can't buy without a loan. I mean, there are people who take advantage of this that have plenty of credit available, right?
Oh, absolutely. We closely monitor the demographic profiles of our cardholders because, as you might imagine, as a lender, we have access to that data, and we often share it with our partners. And when you look at the flooring industry consumer, the cardholder, it's a very affluent, 95% plus homeowner customer base. And in some cases, with net worth or household incomes north of 75 grand, net worth very significant compared to the general population. And it's not necessarily the consumer who is looking for greater purchasing power, even though the flooring purchase typically is a pretty significant average ticket. So you certainly do have a pocket of customers who need the additional purchasing power, and they're looking to take advantage of the no-interest promotional terms so that they can get the flooring that they really want. But you also have another demographic that has been largely ignored from a flooring industry perspective, and that is the savvy money manager who understands the benefit of taking advantage of no-interest promotions. And so that's the audience that we are really trying to bring to awareness, heightened awareness for the flooring industry retailer, letting them know that you also want to cater to this audience.
Well, let's key in on one thing just before we run out of time. You talked about if you use it, you can create more store traffic. Talk about how you create store traffic.
Absolutely. So one of the most underutilized resources in our industry is a tool that we call the customer list. It is a database of every last customer, every consumer, every cardholder that's ever walked into your showroom and opened up a credit card account. As long as that account is active and in good standing, it will show up in this database, and it's an opportunity to mine those relationships and nurture those relationships and draw consumers back into your showroom. You speak with any flooring retailer and ask them what's the number one source of business for you, it's typically a repeat and referral. This is a great resource to supplement those efforts, and it's accessible to flooring retailers 24/7. It's not something that we guard or provide on a limited basis.
And can't you create some sense of urgency by doing a limited time offer with some of these products?
Oh, absolutely. And that's one of the best practices that we see some of the best of the best utilize on a regular basis. Another one, so creating an expiration, if you will, to manifest a sense of urgency, but also extending a stacked offer. So while we believe wholeheartedly, because the data proves it, that long-term financing actually does drive more interest, it drives more sales, higher tickets, et cetera, it's just that much more competitive if a retailer will, on top of that, offer something else that is directly related to their business and maybe not to financing, i.e. a gift with purchase or tying on to some other offer that they're currently extending to the rest of the marketplace, i.e. a percent off, et cetera. Lots of best practices and case studies that we are constantly educating our retailers on to hopefully emulate in the flooring industry.
All right, Nia. Well, it's good to talk to you. I did want to have you talk a little bit about these benefits. So, again, we've been talking to Nia Evans, who is the Vice President of Sales for GE Capital in the flooring industry, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.